This is the Faherty Podcast presented by Farmers Insurance.
Look, it's tough times. If the lockdown's recommended, stick with that too. And we'll all come out of this in a better place and stronger in the future.
Yeah, my wife takes my temperature every 20 minutes. Yeah, it wouldn't be so bad, but it's the thermometer she uses. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stop real quick. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Faherty Up Close from a Distance. And my guest today is three-time major champion and fellow Irishman, Padraig Harrington. Padraig, how are you doing?
As well as can be expected. Probably actually better than expected, to be honest. Yeah. Obviously, it's pretty terrible times what's going on, but I'm doing pretty good.
Is it a lockdown situation in Dublin, shelter in place? Yeah. What's happening?
We're locked down about 5 days now, and we've been about another 2 weeks social distance. And I think people have really been good here in Ireland. They took very well to the social distancing in particular.
Yeah, well, I'm not having much of a problem with it here myself, as I, you know, don't really like people. And, you know, I like them to stay 10 feet away from me anyway.
I kind of built a house like that, too.
Now, you have sort of embraced the online thing, you know, the lessons. Have you enjoyed doing that?
Oh, I love coaching. I actually like playing the pro-ams every week. I get three guys and I try and figure out why they're a 20 handicap, why they're a 10 handicap. So this is the coaching I'm doing. I'm not that keen on coaching. You know, if I was coaching pros, I wouldn't be interested in coaching their golf swings. I might do a bit of mental game, but yeah. I like the idea of coaching amateurs. Everybody should be able to play single figures when it comes to golf.
You know, it's been so long since I played. If I was going to get to single digits, I'd have to cut off a finger. You've been doing stuff with Conor Moore, or rather Conor Moore has been doing stuff to your stuff. Did you break any windows yourself, or was it just Conor?
Yeah, that was a serious drill that Conor took and made it very funny. I've got to say, I do appreciate what he did with it.
And at about 70-80%, just go down the line. Not really too worried about strike. Just hit a nice. And as you can see, my hands and arms are going to be doing all the work in that movement.
I kind of looked at it first and says, oh, but as with a lot of things, if you're not being parodied, you're not actually doing very well, are you?
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. Now, it's about 6 months to the Ryder Cup. What's going on with that?
Believe it or not, plenty of stuff going on, plenty of meetings. I have to prepare like it's going ahead on time.
Yes.
That's the only way. And a lot of the detail is, well, what about the qualification process? What if we don't get back playing? How are we going to go about it? I think everybody is keen to play the Ryder Cup in the format, in that date, because we all just want to play golf. We want to be back. We want to, and the golfers, I think, want to put on a spectacle. You know, in this time, yeah. you know, this is just, you're playing for your country. You're playing for pride. You're playing for glory. So it would be ideal if we could play it just for the good of sport and the good of golf.
You're talking about changing the selection process. Did I read somewhere that you wouldn't mind picking the whole team?
No, somebody else said that.
Oh, did somebody else say it? Isn't that
the yes, work? I got to pick the whole team, yeah. Well, you know, there might be a few brown envelopes involved. I've looked at some of the mathematical models that they've come up with.
Yeah,
and at the moment we'd be okay. There wouldn't need to be any great changes if we got back soon enough, like in another month or two. But you know, if we don't get back until August or something like that, yeah, the qualification process, you would think, to be fair to everybody, is going to have to change somewhat.
I'll switch gears just for a moment to talk a little bit about Shane Lowry for a start. Was it how special was it for you to watch him win at Royal Portrush?
Everything about it, you know, first and foremost for the Open to come to Ireland, the island of Ireland, for everybody to come together. It really was a tournament for everybody in Ireland, and having an Irish winner, it made everybody so proud. The fact that Shane's a friend now, that he's out on tour, that was very exciting. I was somewhat involved in terms of, I was there, I was with his family. So obviously if you go through it yourself, there's an experience, but when you're sitting there and you get to watch and be somewhat involved in the tension that's going on, and the celebration and the release of tension and everything about it. It was a big moment in my golfing life to be there. and enjoy it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I still get goosebumps thinking about it. Now, the Olympics haven't been postponed. You played in the last one for Ireland. How special is that?
I love it. I cannot tell you how many times I tell my kids and tell people I'm an Olympic athlete. I absolutely love the fact that I can wander around and say, yep, I'm an Olympic athlete. And I think it's underestimated by some golfers what it does for you. You could travel, like I travel the world. I got introduced in Malaysia last year, three-time major winner. I got a nice clap. Ryder Cup captain, I got a very big clap, even though it was Malaysia. Olympic athlete. And people stood up and clapped, as in they recognized that more or understood it more. So it is a big deal around the world to be an Olympic athlete. And it's also a nice little thing. I'm just so happy I got there just in time. Obviously, I'd be running out of time to make it in the next ones and future ones. So I'm happy that I can say I'm an Olympic athlete and I can wind up my kids at times as well.
How's your game at the moment? I mean, do you get the opportunity to play at the moment? Is there golf happening in Ireland?
Golf courses are closed in Ireland. Obviously, I have the facilities to do what I need to do around my house here. I think I'm like, I don't know if other people like this. I'm certainly, it's like the winter break you take when you're off for 6-9 weeks. And I'm very much, I like practicing. So I'm working on my technique really hard. But if you asked me to go out and play a round of golf now, I'd be hopeless. I'd be completely out of competitive practice. So look, there's bigger things going on. As much as I enjoy practicing, I'm more worried about what's going on out there in the world than worried about getting my game in shape for, you know, some unknown date in the future.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? I'm sorry, there was a little break there where I had my yodeling pickle.
I'm stumped for words, and I don't get stumped for words very often.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, everyone should have a yodeling pickle. I think we should do rapid fire. Yeah. What have you been binge watching?
Ozark.
Do you social distance by feet or meters?
Meters.
Oh, you do? Oh, all right, yeah.
And yeah, I play golf in yards. That is weird, isn't it?
What's the last meal you cooked for the family?
Does a rocky road count?
Yes,
ice cream. I did pancakes the other morning.
Oh, did you?
Right. Yeah, I'm not allowed to go near dinners. No, I've got two kids. They won't eat them if I cook.
All right. How many takes do you routinely need to make your golf from home videos?
No more than two takes.
Right. Very good.
Yeah. If you watch them, I'm not trying to be precise. I'm just trying to do them kind of naturally.
Who's shooting the videos?
My 16-year-old son.
Yeah.
He's happy enough to do it. He has a bit of time. And, you know, the great thing about this is actually he's getting a little bit more interested in golf because he can at the moment with a bit more downtime.
Can you do an impression of Conor Moore doing an impression of Ian Poulter?
Not a chance of my going there. But he does stick his tongue out the wrong side. I'm going to have to prep him. All sports people who stick their tongue out, stick it out to the left. And he sticks it out to the right when he's copying me. That's a fact. It only works if you stick your tongue out to the left.
Interesting.
That's actually... They have that way.
It's check that.
Yep. You can check it out. All the athletes who stick their tongue out, it's always left. For a right hander, I think.
For a right hander.
I think if it was a left hander, you'd go the other way.
Where is the first place you're going to go to for fun once this is all over?
I haven't had burger and chips since this has started. So probably just a simple out to Five Guys in a Movie.
Right. And what has been the silver lining of the current situation?
Spending more time with my kids. Yeah. I would say my wife and kids, but I think more just with the kids. Being around them, hanging out with the kids.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you for taking the time, Podge. And it's great to talk to you, buddy. I hope everything goes well down there. Give everybody my love. And I'll see you soon, I hope.
I hope you find a suitable place for your pickle.
I will. Thanks, buddy.
Bye, David.
Verity is presented by Farmers Insurance.
Hey, everyone in Golf Channel Land. It's David Feherty here. I'm at home in Dallas spending a little time with my wife and my daughter, Erin, and my two dogs, Birdie and Phoebe. I hope you're doing great, sticking together if you're at home and staying apart if you're outside. Please do your part. And if you get bored, you can go to the Golf Channel YouTube page and look me up, because we're doing some pretty special things, I think, here, considering that nobody's allowed to go anywhere. Thanks for joining me, Fegarty fans. You can find more of the Fegarty podcast presented by Farmers Insurance on Fegarty.com and your favorite podcast provider. Go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Art19, or Google Play. Search Fegarty and subscribe. If you love the show, and why wouldn't you? Be sure to leave a rating, review, and tell your friends.